The economy is struggling, and everyone, it seems, is looking for ways to cut costs. In some cases, saving money can also lead to saving the planet. We're going to look at two sustainable practices that help buffer the economic downturn. We'll hear how planting vegetable seeds can lower your grocery bill. First, we look at the manufacturing industry. Oil, natural gas, and coal used to make products is one of the biggest expenses. A Chicago entrepreneur thinks he has a way for factories and refineries to reduce those costs and pollution by recycling the energy they already burn. NPR's David Shaper reports.
Ever notice the nuclear power plant in The Simpsons? You know, the one Homer Simpson works at? Tom Kasten does. He's chairman of suburban Chicago-based Recycled Energy Development. And when looking at a picture of the cartoon power plant on his desk, he zeroes in on something.
Giant amounts of steam coming out of the cooling towers, basically reflecting that 2 out of every 3 units of energy are being thrown into the air as waste heat.
That's right. Kasten says for every 3 units of fuel, like oil, gas, or coal that's burned to make electricity, 2 are wasted. The heat just escapes into the air. As Homer Simpson would say,
"Don't!"
Kasten sees heat being wasted everywhere, not just in cartoon power plants, but at real ones, as well as at steel mills, factories, and refineries.
When you've learned what I've learned and you carry my concern for global warming, you see those stacks of steam as immoral and very dangerous.
For the last 30 years, Tom Kasten has been working to develop profitable ways to capture waste heat and turn it into power.
There are many industrial processes that emit high-temperature exhaust. The energy coming out is a very high temperature. You can use that high temperature energy to boil water, make steam, and drive an electric generator.
And that's what's happening here at the giant ArcelorMittal steel mill in East Chicago, Indiana.
This is a platform that's about 200 feet in the air.
Standing high above the sprawling steel mill on an open graded platform, John Prunkel, president of Primary Energy Recycling Corporation, points to a battery of coke ovens below, at least a quarter of a mile long.
There's a lot of heat down there. Coke is coal that's burned in an oxygen-deprived environment. And when you do that, you create and release a tremendous amount of heat, very hot, probably 2,500 degrees.
And this excess heat used to just drift away. But 10 years ago, Primary Energy contracted with the mill's owners to install boilers above the coke ovens to use the wasted heat to generate steam and electricity.
We could produce almost 100 megawatts of electrical generation out of the steam that's produced off of the waste heat that we're capturing here today.
That's enough electricity to power more than 60,000 homes. Recent EPA and Department of Energy studies suggest U.S. industries waste enough heat to generate an estimated 200,000 megawatts of power. That's nearly 20% of what this nation uses, enough electricity to replace up to 400 coal-fired power plants. And it's not just excess heat that can be recycled. In another part of the steel mill, waste gas from the blast furnace is captured and reused. It's a gas that is usually just burned off by a flare at the top of a stack. But when mixed with oxygen, it can be used just like natural gas. All totaled, energy recycling creates close to 250 megawatts of power at the steel mill. That's about half of the electricity it uses each day, saving tens of millions of dollars a year in energy costs and greatly reducing CO2 emissions. This type of energy recycling is commonplace in Northern Europe and Japan. Denmark generates more than half of its electricity this way. So why isn't it done more often here?
The real challenge is that it's typically illegal, and they've got to find a way to get around the laws.
Tom Kasten says state and federal laws protect monopoly utilities, often preventing energy recyclers from selling excess power back to the grid or running power lines across a street. Even the Clean Air Act prevents utilities themselves from recycling waste heat at older coal-fired power plants, because any modification subjects them to newer regulations. But with soaring energy costs and an increasing push for green power, Kasten and others hope recycling energy can start to get as much attention as solar panels and wind power. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.